What's up with the love in the air? It sucks for a single guy. Makes me wonder if it's always around and I'm just now noticing, or maybe it's the high altitude. My head hits the back as exasperation with this day gets the best of me. The couple glances at me as the door opens behind them, then they return to groping each other with their tongues. The relationship that's transpired with Nikki has been nice, more buddy-buddy, but do I need another buddy? A female buddy at that? How does that even work? Do we grab drinks and chat about hooking up with others, or maybe we play pool and trash talk? At what point in the night do I leave her to take home another woman when it's her I want to take home? Watching this couple makes me wonder if Nikki tastes like the cherry she smells like, or if she's more attitude and tequila like the night she got drunk. Speaking of, Nikki stands there looking so gorgeous in jeans and a Doors t-shirt that's two sizes too big for her frame, licking a lollipop. With lips like those, and great taste in music too, she's a dream come true. She's just not a dream I'm allowed to fantasize over without ruffling a lot of feathers on this tour. Nikki steps onto the elevator with her face scrunched up as she walks around the kissing couple. When she reaches my corner, her arm presses against mine, and she points her candy at me.
I've been looking for you.
I clear my throat and try again.
You were looking for me?
This time I get a smile as she presses against my side, trying not to get tangled up in the middle of the couple.
I'm hungry.
I like where this is going. So you thought of me. Candy's not doing it.
These help coat my throat. She shrugs. And I like blow pops.
All the dirty thoughts crowd my mind. What's my name? Where am I? Dead, right here at her sexy feet. She killed me with sexual references she doesn't even catch. When I see a sly smile slide into place, I rethink that. Maybe she does know what she's doing to me. The back of her hand hits my chest when her eyes return to the kissing couple in front of us. I swear, this is the slowest elevator ever. Catching Nikki by the wrist, I hold it against me long enough for her to look my way. She mouths,
"What?"
Shaking my head, I release her, though it goes against what I really want to do, which is hold her hand. What is wrong with me? The bell for my floor dings, and I pat Nikki's ass. This is my stop. She maneuvers around the couple, but waits for me right after she steps off, tossing the stick in the trash. When the door closes, I ask, "Wanna order room service?"
I thought you'd never ask.
Walking ahead of me like she has a purpose, she blows a small bubble and then asks,
"What's your room number?"
Thought you'd never ask. I throw her words back at her, but add a little wink. "Darling." Nikki stops in the middle of the corridor, turns around, and presses her hand to my chest. Pointing a finger at my face, she smiles.
"You better not be getting up to any monkey business, Tulsa Crow."
"Monkey business? Never." I use her favorite word. Touching her nose, I boop her without the sound effect this time. "As for other types of business," I say, holding my hands up, though the woman's wearing me down. "Who knows? A few more tequila shots in Seattle would have ended with us in bed. Let's see what being sober and stuffed with pizza does to her." This time I take that pointing hand and hold it at my side, turning her around so we can walk the rest of the way together. She starts laughing, and when her head dips to the side and touches my shoulder, and her fingers weave with mine, I realize I'd rather have a sexless night with this woman I called a truce with than meaningless sex with anyone else. I'm used to casual, but this is more than that. I can feel the difference. She's starting to touch parts of me inside that have always been off-limits, untouchable by others. Until now, I never knew what I was missing. But she makes it easy to see. This feels like what I want. She feels like what I need.